Shit scared of a dream. I woke up the other day, and for the first time in a long time I was terrified. I dreamt I was going to die in 6 years, and for the first time in a long time I was scared of death. Not the dying, more I had so much to do, so little time to do it in. I did nothing all day, petrified. About 10 p.m. rolled by and I remembered what I like about the night when you don't work a 9-to-5. It's truly yours. There are no expectations. I can hear the road outside, the cars pull by, the hum of my computer's fan. It's peaceful. I can do anything. So if I choose to do nothing, who the fuck cares? I like the nights in the nut house best. Everybody had to get into their rooms because there weren't enough bodies at night to keep us in check. So we were often locked in our rooms. One night I dreamt this big black nurse there raped me. I doubted it. It seemed so nice to me on suicide watch, but my arsehole felt slack and moist the whole of the next day. Couldn't shake it, so I told the guy on the desk I had day release. I did, and he opened the door and went out of the hospital and didn't go back for a couple of days. I texted my dad. He said it was just a dream. I didn't want to find out for sure. Not that ultimately I would have minded that much in my state, but in my dream he didn't kiss me on my mouth while he fucked me in my dream. I've got standards for intimacy. Kissing, holding hands, massages. Call me old-fashioned. But even if you're being tied down in a dream, in a bed, being fucked, is a kiss so much to ask for? Ah well. We're all shoving 2p's into the slot machines of fate. We are all dreaming of the things we've never had. We are all scheming for the day we win big on the lottery. Especially those of us that have never even played.